From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. This morning, Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor began answering questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. She repeatedly emphasized that a judge must decide cases based on facts and law rather than on subjective considerations. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Republicans are trying to portray Sotomayor as a judge who will decide cases based on personal biases. Sotomayor addressed that concern, saying, "The process of judging is the process of keeping an open mind.
Reaching a conclusion has to start with understanding what the parties are arguing, but examining in all situations carefully the facts as they prove them or not prove them, the record as they create it, and then making a decision that is limited to what the law says on the facts before the judge."
Each of 19 senators will have half an hour to question Sotomayor. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
As California officials struggle to close a $26 billion budget gap, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is appealing directly to the people with a new TV ad that begins airing today. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Schwarzenegger has launched a new webpage, standforcalifornia.com. It features a video ad that his campaign committee says will air statewide. For 60 seconds, the governor directly addresses the camera.
"I'm standing firm for a balanced budget that does not raise your taxes. I'm asking you to stand firm with me. Stand for California."
Legislative leaders from both parties met with Schwarzenegger over the weekend and said modest progress was made, but they had no meetings on Monday, and the toughest program cuts have yet to be addressed. Meanwhile, major banks are no longer accepting the IOUs that the state's been issuing to conserve cash. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The government reported today that retail sales rose in June by the largest amount in 5 months. The increase was led by a surge in gasoline prices and a slight rebound in the auto sector. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% in June, and that is better than the 0.4% gain that economists had expected. At the same time, the Labor Department reported that wholesale prices took a bigger-than-expected jump in June, rising the most since November of 2007. It says that the Producer Price Index rose 1.8% last month, which is better than the 0.9% gain expected by economists. Prices are down on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down by 32 points to 82.99. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 7 points to 17.86. This is NPR News. Tanks and soldiers were part of the traditional military parade in Paris today as France celebrates its national holiday known as Bastille Day. Eleanor Beardsley filed this report from Paris.
The military parade down the Avenue Champs-Élysées is a staple of every Bastille Day celebration in France. It is broadcast live on most television networks. This year's parade was led by a detachment of Indian troops. Every year, a different country is honored in the Bastille Day celebration. A children's choir joined a military choir in singing the French national anthem, La Marseillaise, in front of the presidential stand where Nicolas Sarkozy and French and foreign guests looked on. This year's Bastille Day coincides with the 120th anniversary of the Eiffel Tower. But Bastille Day has also become an occasion for disaffected youths from housing projects to express their frustration. 347 cars were burned around France last night. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer has set a new course from her Democratic predecessor on the issue of abortion. She signed a measure imposing new mandates and restrictions. The bill's provisions include a mandatory 24-hour waiting period before getting an abortion after a visit to the abortion provider. That visit would have to include disclosures by doctors in person about the procedure, risks, alternatives, and the fetus's probable characteristics. An existing law on parental approval for minors seeking to end pregnancies would be toughened. Former Governor Janet Napolitano, a Democrat, had vetoed all bills sent to her that restricted abortion rights. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.